Episode 1284, Be Faithful in the Small Things.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. How is your week going? Well, I got to tell you, I got home really, really, really early yesterday morning, like at 5:30 in the morning. I didn't sleep for like 36 hours. It was crazy. But today, it's all about your inspiration, motivation. Be faithful in the small things. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, it has been a whirlwind of a weekend. I don't know that any weekend hasn't been a whirlwind. Since we started our move, which was basically over a year ago, when we put our house on the market just before my birthday in May, and we were embarking on the cross-country move. And it seems like every single time something major had to happen, like the actual sale of our house, something would break. Something like a hot water heater, an air conditioning unit. It was one thing after another. And even before that, we were getting my second oldest, our son, Devin, set up in his brand new apartment. It was like move after move. My daughter moved again to a different apartment. I was like, can you not just stay in one apartment for more than a year? But that's for another episode. It just seems like life just can get at us. But as each day unfolds, be faithful in the small things, because it is in them that your strength lies. Wise words from a very beautiful woman with an extraordinary heart, Mother Teresa. So where is your focus through the day? Do you get caught up on these big things that nag at us? Okay, so after my 36 hours of being up and we were on the road for literally about 12 hours driving, we didn't leave up north until like 5:30. Well, I guess it'd be yesterday, but two days ago, because we didn't get here till 5:30 in the morning. It was crazy, crazy, crazy. And I thought, oh my gosh, if I'm leaving Sunday at 5:30, we're going to get in. But I knew if I waited, what would happen? I would be stuck there until 8 or 9 o'clock on Monday, and I wouldn't get out, and I would still lose a whole day. I was already going to lose sleep no matter which way I turned. I was losing. Be faithful in the small things. That's where your strength lies. But it's easy for us to get caught up in all the rigmarole of living life out. So where is your focus through the day? Maybe it's conquering the bigger stuff and tinkering with the little stuff just to get by. Maybe it's getting caught up in the little things and falling all over your day with frustration and exhaustion. Maybe you're living in full survival mode, just pushing through the day to get to the next. Now, none of these are bad, but is it adding to your life? Most of what we do can detract away from where God desires our focus. Be faithful in the small things. So I get home. As I'm getting home, my husband's getting up, ready to go to work. And I'm like, hi, honey. He's like, whoa, you scared me. I said, I know. I don't look very good. I'm so sorry. I've been up for a long time. Just got off the road. You know, there's crazy things out there, but we made it. It was long. I'm tired. Your breakfast is ready for you. All you have to do is get out of the fridge, but I'm going to go lay down. Maybe I'll be awake before you go to work. Yeah, I don't remember him going to work. I guess I was sleeping. I was plain plum exhausted. Having to do the things in life that get in our way most of the time. God wants us to be faithful in the small things, loyal to what He entrusts to us. What does God entrust to you? Your family? Your children? Maybe it's a job. Maybe it's your talents. He's given you a talent. And he's been knocking on your heart saying you need to start using that talent. Why is it taking you so long? Why won't you trust me? I'm entrusting you with this talent, but you are not willing to trust me. Be faithful in the small things. You got to be constant in the daily responsibilities, the little things that get on our nerves. Yeah, those little kids that pull at us and tug at us and they want us every single time. And it doesn't matter if they are 2 months old or if they're 22 years old. They're still tugging. I don't know. I can't give you much hope that that's ever going to change because, whew, these last few months have been a little bit crazy for me. You have to be constant, though, in the daily responsibilities, loving them where they're at, steadfast to what needs to be done. That's a dedication. Are you dedicating yourself to what really matters? Be faithful in the small things. Your strength shines when you are dedicated to what really matters, like the smiles of the day, the heart of your family, the compassion to a stranger, the hope when all seems lost, the prayers for greater impact. You know, you go on those feeds. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, Instagram or Facebook. Maybe you're one who loves Snapchat. I can't say that I've really gotten involved in Snapchat. My girls are there, but I really haven't gotten there. I'm trying, but you know, I've got my hands on a lot of other things. So one step at a time for me. But in those social feeds that we get, you know how people say, I really need a prayer. If you believe, would you please, you know, lift up or do whatever you need to do. I need good vibes coming my way. How many times do you scroll down there and really quickly just type in praying? The question is, do we actually really pray? Be faithful in the small things. Some would say, well, prayer is a big thing. It is, but it's actually very small in comparison to what we could do. It has its greatest impact because we're letting God know that we are coming beside someone in their time of struggle, in their time of need, when we don't have the answers, but we rely on Him. Be faithful in the small things, because it is in them that your strength lies. Don't allow your worries and struggles overshadow where God directs you. So yesterday finally came to a close, and I thought, oh, yes, I get to go to bed at a reasonable hour. I don't think I've hit the pillow before 2 a.m., the following day for the last like week. Seriously, I'm not kidding you. And it's not that I encourage that whatsoever. It's not that I'm trying to put on my, you know, Wonder Woman cape here and say, ho ho, I've got this. Oh, I don't. I'm tired. And today I actually thought when I was writing all of this out, which would be yesterday as you're listening to this, but when I was writing this out going, what do I really want to talk about? What do I want to express? What can I share that will lift them up when I don't feel like I've been lifted up? I'm tired. We all get tired. We get worn out. But we're called to be faithful in the small things. So finally, when yesterday evening rolls around and, you know, we get to the evening news and I'm like, yes, 10 o'clock news is here. That means maybe I can go lay down and go to bed. I still had a few things left to tinker with in the kitchen. Nope, for some reason, it's all left to mommy. You know what I mean? So I go back in there and I'm straightening things up, and I'm just had this little gut check in me that said, you need to go out and check the freezer outside. You see, the day before last, we had a major lightning storm and rainstorm. My husband sent me pictures and he said, honey, it's like a monsoon here. It is pouring down rain. And I said, well, praise the Lord, we're not on the road while it's pouring down there. We hadn't gotten down there yet. In fact, we weren't even on the road yet. We were getting close. It wasn't 5:30 up north yet, but we were getting there. And so I was like, okay, Lord, that's great. It'll be over by the time we get there. It was, but it left its mark. You see, earlier yesterday, I found that the freezer wasn't working. And then that gut check that I had, I went out to the other side of that freezer because it's a side-by-side refrigerator freezer, opened up the refrigerator, and I said, it's not cooling either. Don't allow your worries and struggles overshadow where God directs you. In all honesty, I didn't want to do anything after that. I was like, are you serious, Lord? Just another thing for me to have to deal with. How many things do you have that show up in your life just like that? Just another thing that you have to deal with. And it's only you that can. No one else can. Because that's just how life is. And it's not that you want to complain about it. It's just what it is. But it's frustrating. It gets under your nerves and you're like, I don't have time for this. And you don't. But God reminds us to have an open heart and to be faithful in the small things. Yes, we need a refrigerator and a freezer because it's a good way to keep food. Otherwise, I guess I'm going to the grocery store every single day. Luckily, we do have one that's a little closer than where we used to live. And so I could walk so long as we're not having the monsoon action happening. I guess I could still go in the rain, but with all that lightning, probably not a good idea. You see, what you really want to do is don't let all the big stuff, the monsoons in your life, overshadow what God is trying to point you to. Your talents, are you using them? Your heart, are they open to your love of your life? Or have you been shutting him out? What about your actions and your time spent with your children? Are you doing other things that are taking away that quality time with them? Days seem to only go faster. Be faithful in the small things because it is in them that your strength lies. Where will you be faithful today? Why don't you and God decide? Your strength shines when you are dedicated to what really matters. Be faithful in the small things. Go out and let the world see your light shine. Shine for Christ today because he has given you a gift, a purpose in life. So go out and live it today. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.